Yep, so most of the texts today have been about Hole in the Wall, which is on BBC One on Saturday night. I don't know if you've seen it. More people than I ever thought would have.
It's immensely popular.
Really is, isn't it? I was on it on Saturday. So let's just get all this out of the way right now, shall we?
Go on then.
Okay. Here's Dale.
How would you feel if I asked you to stand head to toe in skin-tight silver lycra in front of a fast-moving wall with a strange-shaped hole in it, and all because you don't want to get pushed into that pool of cold, cold water?
How would you feel about that?
Quite rubbish, Dale.
Well, yeah, but you didn't. You don't feel quite rubbish because you said yes.
Well, yeah.
I will do that.
Yeah. I never thought it would be a show that everyone would watch.
Did they not tell you when they approached you to do this? Did they not put it in the words that Dale put it there?
I didn't realise about the lycra until last minute.
So you were in the dressing room?
Maybe they told me like a couple of days before, but it was too late to pull out of it by then.
Really?
Yeah.
You've pulled out of things in a lot shorter notice than 2 days.
Darren Goff wasn't really sure about my outfit.
It's used to the National Lottery. I'm not so sure about that outfit.
Scott, come on, sir. Are you joining?
Of course I am. Oh, God. Yeah. So
talk me through the outfit, then.
Just a silver thing. I threw it away in the bin afterwards, but you did have an opportunity to keep it if you wanted to.
Did they? Because I saw you in it, and I thought you looked quite knobbly in places. Did they give you bits of Lego?
Did they give you that shuttlecock or not?
There wasn't a shuttlecock.
Really?
It was really cold, so I was quite pointy. I was aware of that, and also
some bits were massive.
Pardon?
Some bits were massive.
Well, talk me through that. I couldn't bear to watch it.
No, there were some.
Wow.
Yeah, some bits did look big, bigger than others.
Really?
But so there was. You didn't put anything down your suit at all.
No, really not.
I liked it. Coxie said earlier that you looked like you were smuggling seasonal fruits.
Make your way to the play area, Scott.
Now, here's me going to the play area.
Bring on the wall!
Oh no, I have nightmares about that phrase. Was coming towards me.
What shape is it?
It's a C shape. I did like that was a nice touch, the Radio Gaga thing.
Are you in the pool at this point?
Yeah, I fell in.
It's the C plus, and it's not a great result for anyone facing that wall. Least of all Scott. He decides to take the seated approach, but Cleo senses it's wrong, and it is! His leg's never going through, and the C plus becomes the wet sort of C.
Next time I'm thinking of fitting myself through a hole in the wall, maybe I'll consult Cleo Rockus first.
He made her sound like an expert.
Cleo knows it's wrong.
You just sound like an amateur.
Yeah, I'm thinking, was I witnessing, perhaps, and I never thought I'd say this, a future rugby player, do you think, here?
Well, funny you should say that, Dale.
Why would
we were talking about that earlier, weren't we?
Well, we were talking about that he might go and play, well, yeah, go and play rugby. Why would he say that? Why would he say, what have you done?
It's because he tried to get through a hole in the wall with, like, three members of the Wasps rugby team.
Women's
rugby team, yeah.
That was the one I got through. With three other girls from the rugby team.
Right.
Well, there's a good joke coming up.
Did you enjoy that?
Don't really do sport, Dale, but I'd give it a go.
Well, what was funny about... Why did the audience laugh so much?
They loved that gag.
It wasn't really a gag, though, was it?
Well, no, but...
Did you enjoy that?
Don't really do sport, Dale, but I'd give it a go.
Can you take that audience with you wherever you go? That'd be great.
Really good. And then there's the bit where I mess up for the whole team.
Right, so how does this happen?
This is the one. Becky, go.
Is this when you got stuck in the wall?
Yeah, I got stuck.
Everyone else jumped through, but a bit of Scott got stuck, which then made
What do you mean
fall?
A bit of Scott got stuck?
Well, you got halfway through, but then you got wedged on the wall, didn't you?
It's the wave goodbye for the blue team, and Darren thinks it looks plain sailing. This shape requires commitment to the leap, but Scott barely gets off the ground before he's swept away by the tide of war. He's left clinging to a cliff of despair. And if it's up to Darren, they'll leave him there.
So I'm just hanging in the wall.
Was that actually your suit making that noise? Or was that a sound effect that they added on?
I don't know. Can we just check that again? Hang on.
It's the wave goodbye for the blue team, and Darren thinks it looks plain sailing. This shape requires commitment to the leap, but Scott barely gets off the ground before he's swept away by the tide of war.
That's
he's left
the one.
Clinging a cliff of despair. And if it's up to Darren, they'll leave him there.
I think they maybe they added them on after.
Is there an audience there?
Yes.
They are really spending their Saturday night
watching
a load of people in lycra suits falling into a pool.
That's right.
Are they?
Yeah.
Right. Did you enjoy it? What? Did you enjoy it?
I'm trying to think. No. Not really, no.
I think you should ignore all the stick that people are giving you. I was very impressed. I thought you showed that you had real balls to do that. One. Scott Mills. Radio 1.